said seeking to acquire new spectrum through this acquisition and others.
I'll be glad to. As we've discussed and as we said publicly, we are aggressively moving to launch LTE, which is the fourth generation of mobile broadband technology. This is the technology that will begin to give us 10, 15 meg type experiences for the consumer. Now, in our industry, we launch technology, and this is a very fast-moving, innovative industry. 5 years ago, we began the move from second generation to third generation technology. To make the move in technology, you have to have a clear block of spectrum, nothing in it, to deploy the new technology. We began deploying 3G technology, as you know, launched the iPhones, smartphones, Androids, etc. That business is growing dramatically, as I said, 8,000% growth in the last 4 years. We now need to make the move to fourth generation LTE for a number of reasons, the speed benefits, but also it's just more efficient with spectrum. To make that move, once again, we have to have clear blocks of spectrum.
Unused spectrum.
Unused spectrum. Yep. Nothing can be in this spectrum. It has to be clear, unadulterated spectrum to make these moves. To do LTE, because of the data growth we're experiencing, we need 20 megahertz of what we'll call contiguous spectrum combined. We've gone a number of places to piece together this footprint to allow this LTE conversion. We went into the government auction. We spent considerably, $7 billion in the government auction to buy 700 megahertz spectrum. We call this beachfront property stuff. That's where we're going to put these really high-performing networks now. We're building into that spectrum now. We also acquired a company, Aloha Communications, which had a block of this spectrum that we were able to pair together with what we bought from the FCC, giving us that 20 megahertz. We still have a number of markets where we don't have a footprint of this spectrum to deploy LTE. So we've been out pursuing and buying spectrum the best we can. We don't have enough spectrum to deploy this nationwide. But this spectrum is unused today because we're building now, as we speak, the technology into that spectrum that we'll begin launching mid-year this year.
If you were unable to acquire T-Mobile, what would your options be as far as developing your 4G LTE network?
It's a long-term solution. Most of the rural communities that we're speaking to, we would not have the spectrum depth to do the conversion that we need. So this is one of the big determinants as to whether we can get to a lot of the rural communities with our LTE build. We need spectrum in those communities. Classic case, they have a very nice footprint in West Virginia. It would be a good case. We don't have enough spectrum to launch in West Virginia. This would allow us to cover a large portion of West Virginia.
Is it your position that the nation would be better served by a smaller number of providers with access to more spectrum than it would be by a larger number of providers, each with access to smaller spectrum holdings?
That's a public policy question. What I would tell you today is there are a number of companies out there that are aggressively deploying fourth generation technology, and a lot of them are deploying it quickly because they're doing leapfrog approaches. A company, Dan's company, owns the majority position in Clearwire, just building all new fourth generation technology. How can they do that? They don't have second generation and third generation occupying their spectrum with those customers they have to move out. Metro PCS is doing a leapfrog technology build. So you have a number of companies, Light Squared. There's an article in the paper here this week. They're going to launch in Washington, D.C., a fourth generation LTE network. So I don't think fewer companies is necessarily better, but I do believe if we have a public policy objective of getting to 97-98% coverage of mobile broadband with these types of speeds and capabilities, that's an additional 55 million people beyond what our current plan would allow us to do. We are going to have to think differently and allow companies to make better use and utilization of the spectrum.